Well, hello, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this finds you well. This is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast designed to do just that. Happy New Year. I hope this finds everyone out there in Podville. Is it Podville? Podcastville? Land? Whatever. I hope this finds you all well. I am excited about a new year and new opportunities. And we are going to be attempting, and I know I've said this before, to be much more consistent with our media content. In fact, we've laid out a calendar that is going to require me to be that way. So we're going to do a market update right now. We're going to be breaking the show down into segments. Right now, I just want to do a market update. And the idea of the market update here at Financial Abundance, which is a registered investment advisory firm located in State College, Pennsylvania, we believe in an academic and scientific and structured approach to investing. Now, I'm talking about specifically the market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. And I think that it's important on a regular basis to look at the market as a whole and determine, hey, how are we doing? Because from an academic perspective, we believe in modern portfolio theory, which is a concept of basically owning the entire marketplace, dissimilar price movement, umbrellas, and suntan lotion. The concept as well of the efficient market hypothesis, that we believe that the price of goods and services for stocks, etc., are figured in instantaneously. Only new and unknowable information would change pricing. As a result, we're not going to attempt to speculate and gamble. And we couple that all up with the three-factor model, which I'm not going to get into right now, but there's plenty of content on our show and our website, Financial Abundance, Inc., that gets into that. And then you polish it off and put a cherry on top with regular rebalancing. I know it is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's difficult for the individual investor to do because of the cogs and mechanisms of this very complex and lucrative industry. But what I can do for you as your investor coach, as the guy you look to for reason and sanity, I can talk to you about how the market's doing up to today, and anything beyond that would be a pure guess on my part. Educated as it may be, a guess all the same. So, with all this being said, I hope you're having a super day, and this is, as of the close business, the 10th of January, 2012. We're talking about the 10th of January. That was a Tuesday afternoon. And that would be as of a business close. So let's talk about the market update. We want to look at the entire market globally. The way that we're going to do that is look at different index. An index is going to be representative of certain companies, certain asset classes as it relates to investing. And so how are these asset classes doing? Because in a well-diversified portfolio, one with an academic approach and a structured approach, we believe in not trying to beat the market, but owning the market as a whole with very scientific and specific filters and steps about how we go about doing that. So all I need to know, the reason I do this market update, I'm going to start doing it every week. The reason I'm doing the market update is because it gives us an indication of how the market is doing as a whole. You know, the market is like going up a flight of stairs and playing with the yo-yo. It's always going to go up and down. And people love volatility. They absolutely love volatility, except when it's down. They love volatility when it's up. But we got to realize the market historically has always hit new highs. You could look at any decade in history and see basically the same types of news headlines, predictions of dire, and it's the end, et cetera, et cetera. I don't need to listen to all that noise. It's noise to me. All I need to know is, how is the market doing as a whole? I'm not trying to beat the market. I'm just trying to get what the market will bear. And ladies and gentlemen, sometimes it's a bear market. This is why income planning and other things come into play, which I'm not going to talk about here. Market update. As of January 10th, 2012, Russell 2500. This index measures the performance of small to mid-cap companies in the United States, that is the U.S. equity universe. Year to date, we're up 3.2%. Now, as I'm recording this, we're having a little bit of a rocky day right now. Again, this is as of business close, Tuesday, January 10th, 2012. So we're up 3.25% in small companies U.S. Yay team, go, go, go. Russell 2000 index, which measures small to very small companies in the U.S., 3.2. So the Russell 2500 and the Russell 2000 both measure U.S. small to very small companies, and they're up about 3 points respectively. Percent, that is, ladies and gentlemen. The Russell 1000 Value Index, which measures the performance of large value companies. You have growth companies and value companies. What's the difference? Well, let me use an example in the retail sector. Most people are familiar with Walmart. Walmart would be considered a growth company. Good earnings, when they go to raise capital or borrow money if they need to or want to, they get the best deal. Their share price is generally at a premium, etc. Well, a good example as a opposite, and I used to use Kmart, but now Kmart was bought by Sears, and Sears is having some store closures. But let's use that as an example. Sears, another retail giant, would be considered a value company. They're distressed, unexcellent, if you will, not necessarily a bad company. And we know that there's a risk premium, according to the three-factor model, by owning small companies over large and growth over value. So a value, we want to own value companies in our portfolio and an asset class, as do we want to own growth companies that are large. So Russell 1000 Value measures the performance of large value companies, and it's about 3.15 right now as of January 10th. Russell 2000, that goes and measures small value. So 1,000 is large value, 2,000 is small value. It's about 3%. Across the board, value, growth, large and small, we're seeing about 3%. The lagging asset class for the U.S. As it relates to index would be the S&P. Right now, it's about 2.7. The S&P 500 is widely regarded as the best single gauge of the U.S. equities market. It's a world-renowned index, most people know, but it represents predominantly large growth companies. It's about 2.74%. So, first week or so into the new year of 2012, we've got an upward swing, which is positive and exciting, obviously. Let's take it to the international arena, which takes us into the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index. The MSCI, Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index. It's a free-floating, adjusted market-weighted index that's designed to measure the equity market performance of developed countries. These would include Australia, Canada, France, Greece, Hong Kong, Ireland, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Singapore, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, UK, to name a few. At this point, the Morgan Stanley World Index, developed markets, is up about 2.1%. Now, I believe that's going to change today because the rockiness of the market has to do with international news today. That takes us to the Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets Index, Morgan Stanley Capital International Emerging Markets Index, and it's a free-floated adjusted index that's designed to measure the equity performance of emerging markets. These would not be developed countries, but emerging countries. These would include countries like Argentina, Chile, China, Colombia. Can you believe China's an emerging market? Egypt, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, etc. And that is absolutely, it looks like, the big winner for this week at 3.5%. So emerging markets is up. That's the winner. And the last one would be the Morgan Stanley Capital International EAFE. That's Europe, Australia, and the Far East. And it is designed to measure the equity performance of developed markets, excluding Canada in the U.S., so taking that out of the mix. And it's about 1.16%. So at this point, ladies and gentlemen, what we see in the market update is an upswing so far in the new year. Now, what's interesting about that is the way the market looks at this type of data, like the data that we're seeing every single day. In fact, I'm going to talk about that in another segment that we'll post this week. We're going to start doing a rant segment. Yes, Paul's going to attempt to share my thoughts with you in an off-the-record, off-the-cuff format. So we're going to talk a little bit about predictions in our rant this week. Hey, this is Paul Nichols, the investor coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services industry and exposing the truth about money and investing. We believe at financial abundance, that education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can ultimately manifest itself in peace of mind. Yes, the elusive peace of mind over your investment can be had. It can be captured. Get some. It's a matter of getting educated, and really, you don't need to know everything, just a few right things. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, signing off. I hope this finds you well. If you would like to learn more about investing, Financial Abundance Inc. is a website that has a lot of content on it as well. If you'd like to call us directly and ask some questions, go ahead and give us a call, 866-867-5745. Again, it's 866-867-5745. We do business all over the country, but we're in Happy Valley, that's State College, Pennsylvania. Have a great day, folks. Hope this finds you well. Talk to you soon.